justified cause. Connection between them, between the people of Israel, is called Beit, home, or temple. A place where the Creator can be revealed towards those created beings who enter connection. And because the Creator is revealed in that place, therefore this structure, this connection is called the temple. And this is how it is called. It's not a building, it's not rocks and trees. We realize that it only has to do with our egoistic desires that underwent corrections, and following those corrections they can connect between them mutually, with mutual help, and according to how much they were able to overcome themselves and fit in together, to that extent the upper force, the Creator, can enter between them. And when He is revealed, this state is called the temple. The house of sanctity. Sanctity means bestow. A place of mutual bestowal among all people. So, in order to obligate the people of Israel for connection, the evil force is revealed between them. The revelation of the evil force between them is called the exile of Egypt. To begin with, they don't know what it is. Rather, gradually, out of lack of choice, in order to continue with a better life, they enter into their ego more and more, and they begin to use it more and more. And this way, they begin to discover later on that this desire that is pushing them to be together, by which they can succeed, they can profit, they can make a living out of one another, this desire becomes an evil desire. It's as we see in all of the historical periods, the different formations we go through, that in the beginning, we, let's say, started with slavery, and it was good, and then it became bad. We started with, capitalism, it was good, until we discovered that they are yanking everything out of us, they're not leaving anything to us, and it became bad. And so on. So, this whole period, as we went through all the different periods, we discover oviut, coarseness between us on the degrees of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. And this way, we move on from one formation to a different formation, one regime to another regime. And each time we discover that the next regime is better, we move on to it, it's worthwhile. And then we see that, no, it also reveals to us the evil within it that earlier we could not detect. And this is how we advance. And with respect to the temple, we have to go through until the end of correction. We have two kelim, two vessels, vessels of bestowal, where we build a temple with the vessels of bestowal, and then the temple with the vessels of reception. Therefore, on the way to the shattering, we have to have shattering on both levels. The first temple and the second temple, until we reach the complete shattering, if we might say complete shattering, and we reach a state where we can build, establish the third temple, which is a state that we already built to begin with, on top of the ruins that we have attained. And this way we reach the general correction of the whole of reality of the entire world. We are now standing before the, together before this state. During these days, we mark together a certain special date in which, according to the calendar that also pertains as a branch and root to spirituality, according to our calendar, we went through the ruin of the first temple and the ruin of the second temple. And because these things cascade from above downward, today we're truly in the infrastructure of all of these states. It turns out that the first temple was with Mochin of Chaya. It was very high, great. The second temple is much less, with Mochin of Neshama. And we have to go through this descent from the first temple to the second temple, and from the second temple to entirely outside of sanctity, so that today we will be able to scrutinize it and raise to correction those broken Reshimot and reach the construction of the third temple. It's not that we build it, but rather we scrutinize it, sort it, and raise the Reshimot, and then the light comes, and it arranges for us our whole this whole kli called the third temple. In these days, tomorrow, we mark these destructions, these ruins of the first temple and the second temple. Therefore, these days are called days of mourning. It's not that we need to sit down and cry, but rather, first of all, think, understand, learn what is going on. Why do we have to enter this morning? Why do we have to cry, to sit like this? It's forbidden to perform certain things during those days, etc. It's not like Yom Kippur, but still it is somewhat like Yom Kippur. So we need to learn these things together, because these days come in order for us to learn from them. How we can establish our house, our temple, our soul, that is, in a way that it is corrected and full of the revelation.
I'm sorry, it took time for the red light to come on. So a question about the temple. What is that level? And what depends on us in order to...
The temple is called literally house of sanctity. House means a kli, 10 sefirot that are connected together because they were broken before. Now they come together, and then they become a kli, a common kli. Keter chokhma bina zeran pin and malchut. Or if you want to open it up, then keter chokhma bina chesed gvura tiferet netzach hod yesod malchut. 10 sefirot. If we arrange these 10 qualities, then those 10 qualities become a kli for the upper light that can dwell in them. And then those same ten sefirot are called the temple or the house of sanctity in Hebrew. A house, a place of sanctity, of love. That's it. So once again, all in all, we're talking about a simple thing, that various different desires, we have to correct them to be in order to bestow, as much as they are capable of being in order to bestow, each one according to its egoistic desire, then according to these desires to bestow, they can connect between them. All in all, the connection between them brings them to the construction of a common desire. And in that common desire, according to the differences between them and according to the connection between them, the upper force, the Creator, is revealed. This is why this desire is called temple, house of sanctity, literally, or soul. And the people who connect between them in such a way are called Bnei Hechala, the sons of this palace. And this is the state that we all have to reach. The whole of humanity should connect and become one house, one structure in which the Creator is revealed. So the structure is then fully revealed and the Creator is revealed with all of His power. That state is called the end of correction.
De nouveaux membres rejoignent notre jeune groupe. Qu'est-ce que Rav nous recommande pour transformer?
Hello, Rav, the young group have joined us. New friends. What is Rav's recommendation to us as we want to turn our virtual home to the temple?
It's written in the articles of Rabash. What do we have to do so that just a mere connection between us will become a complete Tzfirot, the soul or the temple? It's all the same. It's a structure. It's the structure of the connection between us. Everything is written there. I recommend once again to read it and read it one by one, all the articles of Rabash about the society. And also we will learn a lot during these days about connection. And today we're also with you in the revelation of the shattering of the ruin of the sin. What is this coronavirus that is now appearing to us? How much we are in an egoistic form towards one another, how much we're not able to connect, how much we don't care about what is happening to our neighbor. Is he alive or dead? Rather, I become sick because of this. I become sick because I can't even come closer to someone who is right by my side. This is the revelation of the coronavirus, and we will see how much it will move us further apart, how much it will reveal to us that we hate each other, we don't love each other, we reject each other. And this is actually the root cause of the coronavirus. This is a disease. The corona, the crown, is sitting on our head as the ego that is ruling us. That is the disease. We're yet to discover this form truly. A question by a friend. What should a person do when he discovers hatred, distancing, and indifference towards the friends and towards other people?
We need to integrate in the group like a baby, without any mind, without any emotions, really, just to go there, be within them, to be quiet until you absorb the forces of bestowal and slowly, slowly recuperate. Petach Tikva, 25.
Boker Tov, Ken.
Good morning, yeah. A question I asked before, maybe now we can bring it closer. We learned the 10 connected Sfirot of the temple, and we have the 10 tribes spiritually trying to understand what is the connection between the biological bodies that I see before my eyes. I have friends or other people in those 10 Sfirot or 10 tribes, etc. How should I portray the friends correctly as Sfirot?
No, we cannot see that for the time being. No, it will only confuse us. Also, why is this important? I see a person in front of me, an egoist. I need to learn how to work with his ego and with my ego in such a way where we become able to connect with each other above his and my ego.
And following this work, somehow we discover Ten Sfirot inside our feeling.
The Ten Sfirot are not revealed between us. Well, between us, yeah, also possible, but this is hard work. But rather, between everyone in the whole group. There it's revealed. And then we begin to understand why the Creator arranged us in such a way to begin with.
Okay, thanks.
Azerbaijan.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос такой. Что такое объединение?
Thank you, Rav. What is connection?
Connection, unity, it means that we are egoistic desires, and through the power of Bina, the power of bestowal, the power of the Creator, we connect these egoistic desires together into one structure. And even though they're all different, they reject each other, they hate each other, we draw the force of bestowal and love, which is the upper force. It is stronger. It can rule over our egoistic desires such that we won't feel our egoistic desires as repelling each other. Rather, we will feel that the upper force is in charge, and it will be called the power or the force of Bina. And then that force will become so strong that it will compel us with our own ego, which previously rejected it. It will force us to work with it also for the sake of connection. And this is called to engage in reception in order to bestow. And then we will feel the Creator not only as the force of Chasadim, but also as the force.
Dear Rav, in the context of the 9th of Av, what materials can we use to disseminate to external people?
Though we have a lot of materials on that from previous years as well. Just go there, read what we have, what we wrote, what we arranged. You can take things from previous years to disseminate that, of course. And mostly, it's right now in our times, because these are very critical times. Because we have to bring everyone to connection, to correction rather. We need to feel that we are in the worst shape, the most difficult situation. And so it's worthwhile for us to hurry up and deliver the cure before the blow, before the illness. Otherwise, we will be hit hardest by the coronavirus and other things that are about to be revealed. We will be very badly damaged. Yes. And there is no choice about that, because the connection depends, the correction depends on us. And so we have to feel how crucial the correction.
Esta ruptura no surge como una falla de la divinidad.
This shattering, it's not a mistake by godliness. So from the created being sees it as some kind of a mistake or a problem.
That's what we see, because we are not yet complete. to the extent that we correct ourselves, we come to see that this whole shattering was prepared for us deliberately, and all these things are truly great corrections which the Creator prepared out of His utter love for us, absolute love, in order to teach us how to reach His degree. Hungary.
This principle of that we have to feel broken, that we have to feel sick in order to want to heal, want to improve ourselves through a natural force or external force, how can we pass it on positively in dissemination?
Well, try doing it. Talk about it. I don't know. You all need to think about how to convey the method of correction in the pleasant, accessible way to all people. That's your work. That's our work today. And that's what we depend on, because we exist only to disseminate. Israel exists in order to serve the whole world. And so our group came about only to tell everyone about the correction of the world.
In all His almightiness, the Creator devised a tactic by which a reality of perception of His lights would nonetheless appear to the lower ones. The sages call this tactic darkness, as in, and creates darkness, from the words, come and see darkness. In other words, the denial of the light and our frail grasp on it, which we perceive as darkness, are the true reason for the perception of the light. This is the meaning of as the advantage of the light out of darkness. That is, our whole perception of the light is from within the darkness.
Right, I see no questions. Continue.
Excerpt 3.
But remember what he writes. Our perception, our grasp of the light, is only according to the power and the feeling of the darkness, and according to the style of the sensation of the darkness. According to that, we discover the light. And so the darkness, that feeling, that understanding, that grasp on it, the hatred, the rejection, whatever way we discover it, that is the vessel for the revelation of the light. And the light cannot be revealed if not in a place of darkness, and according to the style and the magnitude of the darkness. Petah Tikva 25. Yes, David.
A question about connection in the 10. We said that we have to connect our desires. Let's say that I have a desire, a yearning for the Creator, and now I also feel the desire, the yearning of another friend in the 10, or all the friends towards the Creator. How do I connect it? What's the next stage in connecting all of these desires into one?
If you're lesser than them, then you connect their desires to you.
This act of increasing their desires over mine, that makes them all connected?
No, the desire to increase your desire using theirs, from their desires. If they are great in your eyes, then what they yearn for becomes important to you. And so you enlarge your lack.
And this means that you are connecting our desires by this action?
Yes.
It's Moshe.
Reading from excerpt number 4 from Zohar La'am Tetzaveh. There is no light except for that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when the side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good excerpt from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence the perfection of everything is good and bad together. And to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases, and this is complete work.
Meaning we can't come to the good unless we equip ourselves with the bad beforehand and understand how this bad, this evil is helping us, and thanks to it, specifically, we come to the good. And when we would want to hold the good and the bad together, since the darkness will shine like light, because the light cannot exist without the darkness next to it. We don't understand, we can't feel, can reveal what is light. To reveal the light, there has to be darkness underneath it, and then we can see the light. Let's hope that I am somehow conveying it to you. Moscow 7.
Вот если мне кажется, что десятки ничего сверхъестественного не происходит, вот некая такая.
If it seems to me that nothing unnatural is happening in the ten, we're in kind of this routine. The ten is doing everything that it needs to do, including disseminating. How should I work here correctly? In order to advance, should I be included in them, or how should I awaken everything?
It's not a matter of calm or not calm. You don't have to get crazy and break everything, and then it's a sign that you're advancing. It has to be with how much are you checking, where else you can add connection between you? Where else can you add in the connection between us? This is called advancement. So this advancement can be only when we look and pick and examine where else we can add in the connection between us. The advancement is in this, and that's how you check.
Connect around these writings that some of us do and others cannot.
Look, there are indeed special people among us who know how to write. Not many, but that's also how it is in humanity. On the one hand. On the other hand, let me tell you, we must publicize the material. I'm not telling you to write, for example, you or others, but disseminate, spread it. To disseminate doesn't mean that you're writing. There are those who write. Take what they write and start pouring it, throwing it in every place around the internet. This is something anyone can do. And because there are thousands of us, and each one of us has 15, 20, I don't know, friends, disseminate it in this way. And you'll see the result, it will have the effect. That's what I recommend you do. I'm not saying everyone has to write. I'll tell you. I spoke yesterday with a friend of ours, a student of mine, Arkady Duchin. He's known in Israel. He's a celebrity. He's a singer, a composer. He's very well known. He takes my tweets from the Twitter, and he posts them everywhere in his name. And because he is well known, then after he tweets under his name, without mentioning my name, people read them and are impressed by them and are drawn to it. I was very happy about it, that he's doing it. Because it's truly dissemination. What do I care? Is my name there or his? As long as people know about the name of the Creator, about the, his plan, everything that we're talking about, and how much it explains to them what's happening in life. Do it in this way. I don't care. You can, you don't have to disseminate it under my name. It can be in your name. The important thing is for the world to know about this plan. The plan of creation, what we're going through, that we have to connect, that in the connection between us, we're coming out of the coronavirus and all the problems. That's it.
Not intellect.
Meaning we have to make actions, and as a result of these actions, I subject myself towards the other and accept him as a Rav. And in this way, I relate to everyone, and I buy myself friends, not rabbis or greater ones or teachers, but friends. And each one of them appears to me as great. So a friend is not that is equal to me. A friend is one that I make